This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning to you people out there. This is Walter, your host for the day and maybe for the moment, waiting for Scoop to find his hamster and get that thing on the wheel and start his generator going so he can get on the air with us. I'm here for you right now, and I am tapping in from sunny Tampa Bay, Florida. Spent the week down here catching a few Yankee games. They look pretty good in the preseason. And we are doing very well on the ball field. They beat the Red Sox the other night, and then they beat Philadelphia the other night. And tonight they're playing the Orioles down here at George Steinbrenner Field. So if anybody was within earshot, look for me. I'll be out in the right field bar area. Won't be by the bar per se, but I'll be by the bar area. And I'll be watching the game from the right field seats. So it was great. I haven't been to preseason in God so long. Last time I was at a preseason game, Reggie Jackson was playing right field. So that shows you how long ago it was when I saw a preseason game. And it sounds like we have somebody interrupting us with my talk about Florida. But let's welcome him home. It's called Scoop Stanton.
Yep. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. I was having a little computer difficulties. They just don't make these Commodore 64s like they used to. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Doing fabulous.
I understand you're down there in Florida talking about the Yankee game or Yankee preseason. How's that going?
It's going well. It's going well. When you listen to the show on Saturday, you can hear what I said.
Once again, folks, I mean, yes, we record this, but we record it as it happens. Anyways, well, first order of business, we always want to remember law enforcement personnel that were murdered in the line of duty. However, I got some good news. Not only were there no officers murdered in the line of duty, in the line of duty since our last broadcast, so let's I believe that's a good thing. I believe that's a trend. Let's keep officer safety first and foremost, those who still keep us safe. But well, first thing I want to do is talk about the CPAC recap. Last week I was at CPAC. I was denying media credentials. Fortunately, we found a great person that was there, Lieutenant Joseph Martin, retired from U.S. Army Special Forces Operations, and he was able to just fill us in what's really going on, and we can't thank him enough. But anyways, well, last week, again, was the CPAC conference. It was the biggest CPAC to date with 18,000 people, including hundreds of vendors, a very crowded Radio Row, and appearance by the very popular President of the United States, Donald Trump. But my opinion, this was the worst CPAC ever. First, the loyal activist grassroots types such as 7-5 Radio and InfoWars was denied credentials to make room for the CNNs and the NBCs, despite the fact that neither attended last year or probably the year before in 2018. Both outlets, CNN and NBC and the others, hate CPAC and everybody attended. But those outlets could pay big money for floor space on Radio Row. So that's why 7-5 Radio was denied credentials. Also, Alex Jones and company from InfoWars, they wanted to attend. They were also denied credentials. And Alex said, listen, I'll be more than happy to buy some real estate at Radio Row? And they said no, because one thing CPAC wants is control. And also another thing, the last thing CPAC wants is to be upstaged by people like Alice Jones, 75 Radio, and other bands of misfits. This year's theme at CPAC was America versus Socialism. It should have been simply control. Since Alex Jones does have a much bigger budget than 75 Radio, he was able to pay for admission for all his people to attend. I could pay, but I said, you know what, I'm not giving these people my hard-earned money. And also, Alex and his crew was very well-behaved. One of his correspondents, Owen Schroyer, did some broadcasting at one of the vendor booths at the invitation of the vendors. Like, hey, you want to do a live stream? You want to do some stuff here? Go right ahead, because we support you. And he was told to cease and desist, which Mr. Schroyer did. And then Mr. Schroyer was doing some live streaming at the event, just like everybody else, because everybody has a phone. You know what? Nowadays, since everybody has a smartphone, everybody is a broadcaster. So they told him to cease and desist. And again, he complied. He did not want to make any waves. It was not about him. It was not about InfoWars. It's about the conservative movement and, you know, the comings and goings of CPAC. And then, for some unknown reason, Schroyer was given the boot at CPAC. No explanation given. Also, media personality Gavin McGinnis was also denied media credentials. He did buy a ticket, was in attendance, and he was escorted out of CPAC because Mediaite, the left-wing blogger group, complained to CPAC that Mr. McGinnis was calling them tattletales. So what's Mediaite do? Tattletale on them. So anyways, God only knows how many non-media people or lesser-known media people were given the boot. Famous ejectees include Richard Spencer and Laura Loomer, who not only did not, you know, behave, but was acting as correspondents. And then for the speakers, one person that was not allowed to speak because of his criticism of CPAC and associated with alleged white supremacist named Nick Fuentes was Michelle Malkin. Now, Malkin did not speak, but she did receive media credentials, which is really crazy because she trashed CPAC on Twitter. But I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that Ms. Malkin got credentials because she is a nationally recognized media personality. And two, she is a female with Filipino ancestry, which CPAC loves the colored people. In terms of speakers, of course, there's many speakers from inside the Beltway to speak about what CPAC wanted. It wasn't about what the people are experts on. For example, Steve Scalise was almost killed in Alexandria. He could have talked about gun control. He could have talked about the propaganda from the media. No, he had to talk about health care. And I can bet dollars and donuts again that Mr. Scalise gets better health care than any of us. Also, CPAC refused to talk about the deep state. And we're coming to our first commercial break. We got no problems talking about anything, but this is 75 Radio. When we come back, we'll talk about CPAC, Super Tuesday, Elizabeth Warren, Chris Matthews, and Florida. Stay tuned, everybody.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters SCH still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start meaning it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back talking about the CPAC recap, which is, in my opinion, one of the worst CPACs ever. Saturday, Donald Trump did speak at CPAC at 3 p.m. This is a great strategically for the Trump campaign, because you also had the South Carolina primary going on. And so Trump took away from that, and it was a speech he just knocked out of the park. He did a great impression of New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg by squatting. he just saw his head on the podium. But anyways, this was at the same organization that did not want Donald Trump to speak. In 2016, I was there. First of all, Ted Cruz won the CPAC with straw poll. Secondly, CPAC told Donald Trump in 2016 that he could only speak 8 o'clock Saturday morning, at which time most CPAC attendees were either hungover or still asleep hungover. Trust me, because they like to party. But anyway, Saturday, Trump was supposed to speak at 3 o'clock. 6 a.m. people lined up to get into the venue. The only high point was one of the bars outside of the National Harbor was boycotted because a black female was wearing a MAGA hat, enjoying herself. And a local ghetto creature walked up and said, "How dare you wear that? You know, it's insult to our people, this, that, and the other thing." And words were exchanged. And the bar management told the young lady with the MAGA hat to go. She needed to leave. So word spread quickly. So Friday night, Saturday night, the Cadillac Ranch right outside the Gaylord was empty, which is usually jumping. Well, you got any opinions about this year's CPAC? Other than that, I did not get inside.
Yeah, well, you know, since they kind of shut us out, we weren't allowed to get in, even with our credentials and our experience here on the radio. It's unfortunate that they wouldn't let you in, but we did get into a conversation, and we had him on last week with that Colonel Gerald.
Yeah, Joe Martin.
You met some interesting people on the outside as well, right? So it wasn't a loss. It was something positive. You take something negative, you open up another door and you do something else. So I think you showed your professionalism and your insight and doing what you could from the outside.
Right. And I will attend CPAC in 2021. I don't go to CPAC to sit there and rub elbows with Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan, all these other wonky DC insider beltway types. I want to rub elbows with people like Colonel Martin and the hundreds of other people I've met and talked with, especially the people on Radio Row, including Andrew Wilkow, which we had on last year, which they couldn't be nicer. But anyways, moving right along, that was one car wreck. And now the other car wreck, known as Super Tuesday. Now, Super Tuesday, most America did not want an uppity Northeast billionaire Jew that think he knows what's good for you and not you. Also, they did not want another crazy Northeast millionaire Jew that had absolutely no accomplishments and anybody can speak of, and he's only looking out for himself, but he says he's looking out for anybody. Also, nobody wanted an uppity Northeast horse-faced lesbian who lied about being a minority, blaming it on her papaw, she claimed to be pregnant at one job, and then she got fired for being pregnant, which is a lie. Then she said she sent her kids to public school to appease the teacher unions, and that turned out to be a lie. And because Elizabeth Warren does not want mothers of color to have choice for their kids. So the winner was a 77-year-old man with brain aneurysms, issues with plagiarism back in the day. Touchy-feely problem, a corruption problem, but don't look for the media to cover any of this. What was your opinion of Super Tuesday?
Well, somebody was so excited that he mistook his sister for his wife and his wife for his sister, and then they switched up on him. Creepy Joe just gets creepier and creepier no matter what happens. Whether he wins, loses, draws, doesn't matter. You got to kind of exclude Creepy Joe out of the race. He took a victory speech. You know, it was like a victory lap towards the end of the night without California or Texas being counted out yet. And, of course, Bernie had his victory speech before all these other states were. You know, these projected things, they just as soon as wait for them to, you know, the next morning and let them know, like the good old days, let them know if they won or lost. But, you know, the Super Tuesday is just a waste. It's a waste. You know, they should have it all in one day. You know, the Ohio caucuses and all that. It's ridiculous. And you had Elizabeth Warren coming in distant third in her home state there's probably no... No Native Americans that live in her home state, so she didn't get that vote.
There is, because they run Foxwoods Casino and the Mohegan Sun Casino, which just had me right off of Interstate 95.
Okay, well, I don't spend much time in Massachusetts, you know me, so I believe Super Tuesday. Well, it's not a total waste. This weeds out and puts up to the forefront all the knuckleheads, you know, on the Democratic side. So we know who's who. I guess that's a good thing. And we know who's who because, it's like a dynasty with these guys. You know, Bernie Sanders has been there since the early 2000s. Joe Biden has been, you know, in the White House and then he was put out for because, you know, he just wasn't allowed to run for president 4 years ago. The scary part is who they're going to pick for their running mate. I mean, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. If either one of them get the nomination, you know, it gets stickier and stickier when it comes to the Democrats' way of doing things. There's lots of rumors thinking that, you know, Bernie is going to take on Elizabeth Warren as a VP, and Creepy Joe is going to take on Hillary Clinton as a VP running mate. And God forbid either one of them get into the White House. Holy cow. You know, they're old enough and senile enough, these men, to just step aside and and make one of those women President of the United States, after all. So, you know, the ploys that these Democrats come up with is just, you know, you got to expect the unexpected from these people. You have to. You have to. And that's my one for the day.
Right. And also earlier this week, Donna Brazile was on television talking about whatever. And she told the chairwoman of the GOP to go to hell, even though Donald Brazile fixed the election, fixed the primaries for Hillary, so Hillary could get the nomination, not Bernie, because in all reality, Bernie did receive enough delegates for the nomination. Also, Donald Brazile gave Hillary Clinton the questions for the debate. So, I mean, and Fox News hired her. Fox News has been going right in the toilet for years. When Sean Bergen was let go from News 12, this was a perfect opportunity for Fox News to pick him up. He was on the Megyn Kelly show when she was on and did just an outstanding job. But Fox News, one thing I learned, they want control. So just because it's so-called conservative media, which it's not, is going further and further to the left because, you have Donna Brazile on. You still have Juan William on, and they're just absolutely horrendous. That's why I'm watching One American News more and more often. But anyways, another thing is that the Democrats have been screaming about, you need to have candidates of color. You need to have more women, more this, more that. Well, guess what? You got two old white guys battling out from the Northeast. Way to go, Democrat Party. All right, when we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to talk about the coronavirus, what you need to know and what you don't need to know. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks have been plunging again today in early trading as coronavirus concerns continue. Meanwhile, there was a very good economic report concerning job creation last month.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities.
I'm John Clemens.
This morning, President Trump has signed a more than $8 billion funding package to help fight the coronavirus outbreak. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump in Middle Tennessee today to view devastated areas following Tuesday morning's deadly tornadoes. 24 people were killed, most of them in Putnam County. Mayor Randy Porter says,
we have over 400 residents that have been damaged in some way, shape, or form. That could be from major to minor, and 31 commercial. We have nearly 100 residences that were totally destroyed.
It's unclear if this will affect the U.S. Taliban peace deal in Afghanistan, as no group has claimed responsibility yet, but there was an attack at a ceremony in Afghanistan attended by a presidential candidate. Abdullah was not injured in the attack, but 27 people were killed and more than 50 other people were injured. The ceremony was to commemorate the anniversary of the death of an Afghan political leader. Just before the hour, the Dow was down over 500 points. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio. The new thing of the week, a new item of the week, is the coronavirus. All we heard is coronavirus. The biggest effect that coronavirus has is just beating the hell out of the stock market. Stock market down this week is 1,800, 500 points. You know, take your pick. But stock market is taking a beating because of the fears of the coronavirus. But anyways, the media is all over the coronavirus. President Trump went to Congress asking for $2 billion. They gave him $8 billion. But don't listen to the media. Don't listen to all that foolishness. Listen to us, because I used to study this when I was in the service. I'm going to talk about it, and we're going to break it down really, really simple. First of all, what is a virus? Viruses are microscopic organisms that cannot replicate or live or reproduce without a host or other living organisms. So for a virus to survive, it must be on a living organism. And there is no cure for viruses. Once again, there is no cure. Somebody that comes out says that there's a cure for the coronavirus, they are lying. But vaccinations can prevent this virus from spreading. Now, the coronavirus is named for the crown-like spikes on the cell surface. Once again, the coronavirus comes from the crown-like spikes on the surface. In Spanish, corona means crown. If you go to Spain, you're not allowed to sell or buy Corona beer. They call it coronita. But anyways, on bottles of Lysol, you see that Lysol will fight against coronavirus. And you look on the bottom of the can, and it has a lot number with a manufacture date of usually about 2019. Now, the question is, well, if the coronavirus just came out in 2020, why is Lysol saying they can fight the coronavirus back in 2019? Well, that's because the coronavirus has been identified in the 1960s. So another fact about viruses is it is spread from human to human. Now, after you watch television, listen to the radio, and you're running down to Walmart and get all your Lysol and mask. Here are some ways to prevent the spread of the virus. Once again, there's no cure. There's a vaccine to prevent it. And in fact, there's a pharmaceutical company that is getting ready to start testing it. That's the great thing about private industry is that, you know, if there's a buck to be made, somebody will try to make it. But in terms of prevention, first thing you want to do is to avoid contact with sick people. If somebody coming up to you and they start coughing in your mouth, coughing in your face, guess what? You should probably not be around that person. Second thing, you want to avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. That's common sense because, again, we put our hands in some dirty places and we usually don't wash our hands after we put them in where they probably shouldn't be. Third thing you want to do is cover your mouth when sneezing. Again, common sense. I know if I'm sitting down or going about my business, last thing I want is somebody just to sneeze in my face. Also, you want to clean and disinfect areas frequently. One of the best things to use to clean an area so it's germ-free is using bleach. When I was in the service, I had to go to Fort Leonard Wood for CBR class, chemical, biological, radiological class. And they put us in a gas chamber, and one of the things they use to just clean the area is just simple household bleach. And here's a rule of thumb I learned. The solution to pollution or an area that's affected is dilution, which means cleaning stuff up. And now a couple facts about the kill rate on the coronavirus. Worldwide, the coronavirus has killed 3,300 people this year. That's, again, 3,300 people worldwide for the coronavirus. Now, in the United States, flu deaths from October of 2019 to the present, 18,000. Let me repeat that again. From October of 2019 until March of 2020, we have had 18,000 people die from the flu. Now, well, what's your opinion? Should we working on something for the flu or something for the coronavirus? What's your take on this?
You know, the precautions, like you said, on the virus, you know, they have to be taken. They should be taken anyway. You know, more people should become, some type of germaphobe, you know, with all the other stuff that's floating around in this atmosphere that we live in. It's not just the coronavirus. You know, you should always practice good hygiene and disinfect your hands with the soap and you know, carry Lysol wipes with you. I mean, you know, everything that you touch, you know, door handles, going in and out of freaking department store or car door, or, you know, it doesn't matter what you touch, man. You're always picking something up and leaving something behind. You know, science proves that. But as far as the coronavirus, as opposed to the flu we have here in the States, man, you know, like I said, 18,000 to 3,000, you know, they're just not putting the money where it's supposed to go.
You know, mind you, that 3,000, that's worldwide. 18,000, that's just here in the States.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that Shorty Bloomberg, you know, some of that $600 or $700 million that he spent on his campaign, allegedly, I mean, that's a lot of money to spend, you know, just not to get nominated. Could have went to a lot of research for not just the coronavirus, but for the flu and any other kind of damn virus that the Chinese come up with to spread around the world. So, you know, I remember when I was in high school, it was the swine flu. It's the pig flu. It's the swine flu. And, you know, down the line, we had SARS. And all this stuff is coming from China. So if they're trying to control their population, they need to just shut the country down and scoop up the people that die on the street and leave us out of it. It's a little right. Too late when the horses are out of the barn this new virus and, you know, they're on a cruise ship and these poor people, they're not poor people. These well-to-do people are locked up in their rooms, you know, for weeks at a time under quarantine. And then they come with the masks and then they come with the disinfectant spray. You know, it's just ridiculous the way some governments handle their population explosions. You know, in the 80s, it was the AIDS virus, you know, and then HIV. And, you know, you don't hear much about that anymore. I'm sure there's still people out there that have the virus and been living with it. What's his name? Matt Johnson has been living with it for 30 years. So,
right.
You know, and then there's some people like Freddie Mercury can't live with it for a month. You know, it's just
right.
The way your body reacts to the virus.
Right.
But it's controllable.
Right. Well, you know, they don't talk about AIDS anymore because they found out, how people get it now, more or less, is through, you know, doing things with other guys that you probably, you know, having unprotected sex with other men, because you had intravenous drug use that was taken care of with the drug needle program, which I disapprove of. You had more sterilization in medical procedures, so that went away. So now the only way you can get it, if you just have unprotected random sex with other guys, and you know, they don't want to talk about it anymore because that's a stigma. Mm-hmm. Because you can tell people, hey, you know, if you don't want to get this, you need to control yourself. But, you know, again, the left says, oh, do what you want to do. You know, go right ahead. No consequences. If you get AIDS, oh, well, don't worry. We'll wear a red ribbon. Speaking of which, the red ribbon. How many people were cured from AIDS because these Hollywood idiots went to the award shows wearing a red ribbon? None. But anyways. that's our talk about the virus. Also, 40,000 people a year are killed on America's highways and roadways. So maybe we should ban cars. I got to give it to President Trump because he told he put an order out and said, "Hey, non U.S. citizens come from China are forbidden from coming here." And he's screening people like we did Ellis Island when our folks came over off the boat from wherever. Guess what? They came in. They were screened. If you had the disease, guess what? You were taken out, put on that boat back home, because, like, you know, that's called prevention, because, you know, we didn't have the sanitation, we didn't have the vaccines from back in the day, and that was good. Hopefully Donald Trump's taking some of that $8 billion and keep building that border wall. This week he had a town hall in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Joe Biden's old hometown, and he says, yeah, we're still going to keep building the wall, hopefully get about 500 miles of wall up and running, which is good for him. But anyways, that's our take on the coronavirus. The local joke running around here is, if I got the coronavirus, I hope I have Lyme disease. And people also, people actually think that you were getting coronavirus from the beer, but that's not true. But when we come back, we'll talk about Chris Matthews, talk about the Yankees, and Walter's wonderful vacation. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Some more good news this week. MSNBC longtime host Chris Matthews of Hardball was given the boot. It was the most uncomfortable yet funniest thing I ever seen. Chris Matthews earlier this week just said, came out and says, and now for news about me, I am retiring. And if you looked at it, If you watch the clip, he was very uncomfortable. He looked like he was very under pressure. It looked like he was forced to do it. But anyways, he said that young people are coming up and he's ready to take his turn. And he also mentioned about giving women compliments. So, I mean, if you read between the lines, it looks like Chris Matthews was forced out because some of the things he said, like comparing a Bernie Sanders victory to a Nazi defeat. I guess people get mad because Bernie's a Jew, but I don't know what that was to do with anything. Also, supposedly Chris Matthews has a history of talking inappropriate to females, being a pervert or, you know, inappropriate. I mean, you can give a woman a compliment and still be a gentleman, but he can't, obviously. Over the years, I just thought Chris Matthews just a real pig. That's about it. And he was able to get away with it because he said the right things on television. Well, you got anything on Mr. Matthews and his demise?
Not really. I never watched him a lot, but not really. If he did what he did, he's got to join Matt Lauer and all them other guys, put him out the pasture,
Yep. I'm just waiting.
Whatever, the world is getting to the point where, the skin is so thin, if you just touch it, it's going to bleed. And sometimes you just got to have thick skin. I'm not saying that, sexual harassment is appropriate by any means, But, there's a lot of people out there that just take, a little, you look very nice today. That's a nice top. And right away, somebody thinks that they're talking about their boobs. So, it's just the way things are today. It seems like politicians can say whatever they want about each other, about going to jail and being short and being little and, their father was a hitman in Cuba and, things along those natures. But when it comes to, you just got to be careful in the workplace. Keep a lid on it. Period. Keep a lid on it.
But right.
I never watched Chris Matthews much. Didn't care for him much. I got pretty excited though when I first heard it. I thought they said Chris Wallace, and I had to check my hearing. That would have been really cool to get rid of that dirtbag.
Right.
Mike Wallace
exactly.
Over that one. They should have shot in the sink. But that's besides.
All right. Speaking of fetuses that should have been aborted also this week, real quick, Senator Chuck Schumer, just when you think he can't get any lower, he was at the abortion rally at Capitol Hill and telling Supreme Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh that he's make the right decision or he's coming after you. I mean, that's just really despicable. More or less, you're threatening a Supreme Court justice, but he is going to prepare to. They want to censor up Chuck Schumer, but that's not going to happen. But Chuck Schumer, he's always been a dirtbag. Will always be a dirtbag, and he's all about abortion rights. But his lesbian dog. Been to a Planned Parenthood clinic. I could tell you, folks, it is one of the most evil places I ever been in. Okay.
Go ahead.
What was that? And I've been in some,
Go ahead. Chuckie Schumer.
Yeah. I doubt Chuckie Schumer even been to a Planned Parenthood clinic in the first place. And if you go in, you see the partition. There's nothing inviting. That says, hey, this is a healthcare facility.
Right.
So, but anyways, more gas and more, just more skullduggery from Chuck Schumer, just an absolute scumbag. But anyways, Walt, tell us about your wonderful trip in Florida. What's been going on?
Well, I'm down here in Clearwater, Tampa Bay area. just going to, you know, some Yankee preseason games. I haven't been down this way in a number of years. And like I said earlier in the show, the last time I was at preseason, Reggie Jackson was playing right field for the Yankees. So that tells you how long ago since I've been here. But you know, they look pretty good. They got some of the regulars are playing. You know, Gleyber Torres was playing, Mike Ford played. Brett Garner played. Jay Happ, the pitcher, he pitched 4 or 5 scoreless innings. The Yankees beat the Phillies 3-2 the other night, and 8 or 9-1 they beat the Red Sox earlier in the week. So tonight they're playing Baltimore.
Wow.
And I'll be in the right field section where it says they got these big signs up. This is watch out for home run balls.
Right.
That's where the bar area is in right field. Well, one of the many, I should say. And yeah, I guess if you're getting into drinking your shots and beers and stuff, you've got to be reminded to watch out for the home run ball.
Right.
Someone's going to get blunt. But, you know, the players, you know, they're pretty close to the crowd, of course. You know, they're not that far. And they got those screens now going all the way down past the dugout, you know, to protect the crowd from foul balls. You know, a lot of people were getting beamed 3-4 years ago. So ballparks put the screens up. But the ball players, they throw the practice balls over, you know, over the screen to the kids. And then, you know, it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You know, food was all right. You know, you can't eat that much there, let alone, you know, what the expense is. And, you know, the beer prices have gone up pretty damn high. You got to be prepared to spend, you know, with the ticket, $100, $125 a person, you know, for the night. So if you bring your family of four, you know, you're looking at a $400 night, $500 night, easy. You know, depending on what the kids, you know, they take a bite of a $5 hot dog and then they don't want it anymore. Then they take a bite of a $3 pretzel and they don't want it. And, you know, so, you know, it's like that. So eat before you go to the ballpark. And I think you'll have a better time. Because I didn't eat all day on Tuesday, Wednesday, when they played Philadelphia. I was just busy all day. And then I went there and I ate, and it landed in my stomach. It was there the whole night. So I had to wash it down with some adult beverages, and it was okay by the end of the night. So
how much was the adult beverages?
It was $12 for a cup of beer, you know, for on a draft. And if you save your Yankee cup, it's $9, you know.
Wow. Right, and it costs about less than a buck to for Anheuser-Busch to make and transport and deliver that product. So, anyway, how were the crowds there? Was it a big crowd or?
They looked pretty sold out. There were a few empty seats here and there, but those are mostly seats that are paid for, and people just didn't show up because you can have a seat. You know, for the entire preseason, you know, you get a package deal for all the preseason home games. But when you do that, you can't make it to every game. So these seats were probably paid for, just empty. But no, it was 98% capacity. A lot of people, a lot of people in that small venue. You know, it's a whole upper tier minus Yankee Stadium. You know, it's just the two lower tiers. What do you call it? The field level and then the mezzanine. We used to call it mezzanine. I don't know if there's a mezzanine anymore. You know, so.
Anyway. Right. They have the facade at Sunbrenner Stadium.
Yeah, there's a genuine imitation facade. You know, that goes around the top of the stadium. It gives it atmosphere. You know, it gives it atmosphere. But it's a really nice venue, nice and clean. It's right across the street from where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have their stadium. And they both use the same parking lot. And the parking lot
how much
is
the parking?
Crushed grass fields. you park on the grass field. You know, they didn't pave it. You know, why pave it if you can park on the grass? I mean, it's good for drainage, right? You know.
Yep.
Parking is right across the street. You probably walk 100 yards, 200 yards, 500 yards to get to the drain. Right. It's all good, man.
Right. All right, Walt, that's another show in the can. Next week you'll be calling us from the home studios in eastern Tennessee. This is Peter Scoop staying with Walter Yerke, reminding everybody you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.